That's a great question. I know Virgin Atlantic has had some great prices as well, but the problem with flying into the UK is you're going to get slapped with those taxes as well. But the Virgin flights, they have some great planes, especially the new A350s. So I don't know the exact answer to that, but I know flying on Virgin Atlantic could be a great experience as well.
Hey there, points people! You just heard a clip from Chris Hausen, family travel writer from Upgraded Points, who you can find on Instagram at Chris D. Hausen. Chris worked in hotels and the hospitality industry for years before switching to the other side of the front desk and sharing travel tips and tricks. He's from Boston, but now lives in Rio de Janeiro with his wife and two kids. So traveling back and forth between Brazil and the US with his family is a common commute for them. Besides visiting family, Chris makes sure that showing his kids new parts of the world is part of their education and uses points and miles to get them there. His kids have been on hundreds of flights, including economy, business, and international first class, and he's a firm believer that kids belong up front. In this episode, Chris and I talk about using airline partnerships to get the best points deals on flights. We dive deep into using Virgin Atlantic, British Airways, and Turkish Airlines miles to book domestic flights in the US and international business class on various airlines. The best way to get access to a variety of airline miles is to use a card that earns transferable points. One option is the Capital One Venture X Rewards credit card, which transfers to all of the airlines that I just mentioned. Remember, if you decide to apply for the Capital One Venture X Rewards card or any other card, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. If you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreachetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreachetravel.com/consultations. And we have links to the Venture X and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipina-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking. Hey, Chris, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hey, Julia, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I am so excited to chat with you today about how to move points over here to get this flight for cheaper than this flight would charge normally on its own website, which I know is one of the things that really confuses people who are getting into points and miles is just how to take advantage of different alliance partnerships and the best way to move your points around. But before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how did you get into the lovely game of points and miles?
Well, thank you. So my name is Chris Hausen. I'm from Boston. I am now based out of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and I have a lot of hospitality in my background. I used to work in hotels and restaurants, and then I decided that I wanted to travel more than I wanted to check in guests. So that's how I kind of transitioned over to this side of the travel world. I started working for Marriott in marketing and social media, and now I write about family travel as well as do some marketing at upgradedpoints.com. I really started getting into the points game when I moved to Brazil in 2010 with my wife. And we would travel back and forth between Brazil and the US constantly. And I quickly realized that I was spending a lot of money doing that and leaving a lot of money on the table, so to speak, by not using points and miles. I mean, back then, that was when you would actually earn miles based on distance. So flying from Boston to Rio, I would rack up 10,000 miles. And it would only cost $20,000 for a ticket. So it'd be basically buy two, get one free at the time. So that's how I got into it. And then I got addicted. And now I maximize every dollar I spend, every credit card, every transfer partner I can, so I can travel more often and more comfortably now that I got my wife and two kids.
Nice. When you were first getting into points, did you say you were already kind of into it because you were working at Marriott? And I know that's not what this episode is focused on, but there are some deep tricks there where you can use like family rates and friend rates and all of those things. Everybody go make friends with a Marriott person to get special discounts. But were you already into like the Chase points and the Amex points and everything at that point in your life?
Yeah, I was before I got into Marriott. The Marriott social media marketing position was fun, but I didn't really get to take advantage of any special rates because at the end of the day, even when I was working for Marriott and traveling, the employee rate would at the hotels I wanted to stay at would be a couple hundred bucks. And I'd be like, well, I could just pay with points. And so that's what would end up happening. But I did get to travel a lot with Marriott. I worked a lot in the Caribbean and Latin America area, so we would travel to Mexico and Panama, and so there's a lot of traveling involved. So that was fun.
What made you go to Brazil?
So my wife is Brazilian, so we were living in Boston, working in Boston for a while, and her parents were after us, come down, come down. So I said, fine, let's move down for a year. I want to learn Portuguese so I can speak to her family. It's a, you know, it's the least I could do. And that was in 2010, so it's been 13 years since I decided to come down for a year. But yeah, it's a beautiful country, awesome people, and the points and miles game is quite alive down here as well.
It's very different from what a lot of people in other countries say, where they're like, hey, I'm in Amsterdam and the points and miles game is dead. There is like nothing we can do out here. Canadians are always trying to talk about ways where they can open US accounts. Anybody who's out in Taiwan or Singapore, they're like, there's just nothing we can do here. But that's not the case in Brazil.
No, it's there's nothing compared to the US, especially the credit card market and welcome bonuses and spending bonuses. There's nothing like that. But Brazilians love to travel and they have found many ways to earn points and miles. And there have been mostly in the last 5 years, I would say, many companies that have opened up just points companies that you can earn points and transfer them to transfer partners. So what we'll talk about later today, that's how you can unlock some awesome travel is with transfer partners. And so this aspect is really really blowing up down here in Brazil. And despite not having, you know, the credit card power that the US consumers have, there's still a pretty cool market here of points and miles enthusiasts.
Very nice. So let's jump right into it. What are a couple of the best programs that people should know about if they want to really leverage those alliance partnerships and make the most out of their points by strategically transferring them from one place to another?
There are a lot. Some of the best ones are, depending who you talk to, are talked about a lot or not talked about enough. Is one of my favorites is Virgin Atlantic because they are miles that are relatively easy to earn. You can earn them organically, or you can transfer them from transfer partners, or you could even buy them. And I've bought them when they were on sale. And you can it can be worth it if you're going to redeem them for something that's more expensive. In my case, I bought my family of four round trip tickets on ANA first class to go to Japan. And I was short, I don't know, 100,000 points, but I was like, oh, it's going to be worth it. So I booked all four of us and the tickets, I don't know how much they were going to be, like $30,000. I certainly was not going to pay that, but I paid less than $1,000 for the points I was missing and I got us all four round trip tickets. And then those flights were canceled due to the pandemic. But now I have a healthy stash of Virgin points, which I have been using on partners, not on ANA, unfortunately, but Virgin is a partner with Delta and SkyTeam. So that unlocks a whole world of redemptions. So last year I was able to fly back from Honolulu back to the mainland. I was the connection was Honolulu, LA, Atlanta, and forget the exact number, it was like 17,000 or 22,500 miles. It's extremely cheap in the world of miles, especially when you consider how easy it is to earn those. So that's Virgin Atlantic and Delta. And then you have all other partners, big names like British Airways, Avios, and American Airlines. So if you find a partner award availability on American Airlines, you can go and open up BA.com. And for less miles, book that same flight just using your Avios. So, where a flight would be 15,000 American miles, you could book it for 10,000 Avios, for example.
So with British Airways and American Airlines, those are both Oneworld Alliance partners. So that makes sense. And Virgin Atlantic is SkyTeam as well as Delta. How is it that you can transfer points into Virgin Atlantic to book on ANA, which is a Star Alliance partner? Why is that allowed?
Well, that's a good question. Virgin only recently technically became SkyTeam. And so before that, they had some really unique partners, just like Alaska did before they joined Oneworld. They, despite not having an alliance, they had a lot of partnerships. And one of those great partnerships, Virgin Atlantic and ANA, that's still going strong, despite being in different alliances. So we'll see how long that lasts. But yeah, Virgin, I think they joined SkyTeam this year, technically. I think they announced it last year.
Yeah, that is one of those sweet spots that I think everybody, in some ways, everybody knows about, because when you Google sweet spots with points, that's always the first one that comes up is, oh, you need to book ANA using Virgin Atlantic. You need to call ANA. You have to do all these things. So in some ways, all of us know about it because it ranks at the top of SEO right. And everybody writes about it. But in other ways, we always have to remember that anybody who even knows that points and miles exist is such a small percentage of the human population, and that anybody who knows to Google the word sweet spots is a small percentage of people who are like, oh, I've heard of points. So while it does seem like everybody knows about the Virgin Atlantic ANA thing, it's actually a very small percentage of people who do.
It's true. When you surround yourself with people that are enthusiasts of points and miles, you're right. It feels like it's common knowledge. But when you talk about, some people don't even know what ANA is. It's one of the best airlines out there, and many people have never even heard of it.
Absolutely. So walk us through the process of how exactly do you go about searching for this on ANA? How do you find availability with them? Because it's very hard to do. And then how do you make sure that you can get the same thing through Virgin Atlantic and you don't accidentally just move over hundreds of thousands of points and then be like, I guess I'm flying a lot of Delta flights.
So that is an inherent risk in this game, if you want to call it there, because Phantom Award availability is real. You could find something that looks like a sure thing and then go to book it and it doesn't happen. So what you can do to make sure that doesn't happen is search for your flight a few different ways. So for example, if you want to fly ANA, you need to fly it and book with a partner award, for example, Virgin in this case, they need to be releasing award availability for partners. So how do you find that? One of the easiest ways is actually using United Airlines website, just to make it a little more confusing for newbies out there. So you'd go to united.com and you would search a route that you know ANA flies. For example, Chicago to Tokyo. And let's say we want to go in February 2024. So let's look that up and we'll open a calendar and we'll look for rates that show the award code I. That is symbol for partner award, and it will show ANA on the United website. So if it's showing on the United website, you know that ANA is sharing this award availability. So then you would go and call Virgin Atlantic and say, hey, I'd like to book this. Is it available? Yes. Sometimes they can put the flight on hold for you while you transfer the points. Otherwise, you may need to transfer and call back. If you want to double check that flight is actually available, you can search different ways as well. You could, there's a great site that we chatted about earlier, Julia, seats.aero, that can bring up a whole bunch of different award availability for different partners, different alliances. So you can search there and then double check on United. And you can even, I'll have to double check this, but I was able to cancel my ANA flight through WhatsApp with Virgin. So you may be able to text them and ask them if they have availability first before transferring those points over.
You can just text them and ask, do you have availability?
Well, in theory, the response time took a while, so it might be faster to call.
But do you just text the normal customer service line, or there's a special texting line?
There's a special texting line. It was they launched it during the pandemic because a lot of people were calling and canceling, and we all remember what happened when anytime you try to book anything during the pandemic. I can share that with you. It's a public number. It's their Virgin Atlantic WhatsApp number, and it was awesome. I waited on hold for like an hour before hanging up, and then realizing that there was a WhatsApp number, I sent them a text. They responded to me a little while later with the information. I canceled the flight and that was it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How about if you wanted to book something like a Delta flight or some other kind of SkyTeam award with Virgin Atlantic? Is it a similar process where you're sending WhatsApp texts and searching on United or something else? Or is it a little bit more streamlined since they are part of the same alliance?
Yeah, unfortunately, Delta does not make it that easy. What you can do, you can go and search the Delta fare calendar and look for the cheapest flights. And that's where you're going to find your best chances. Because when you go to search on Virgin Atlantic, their website is not the best. There is, they are releasing slowly a calendar, which makes it easier, but it's still not the best website to search. So you actually need to have dates in mind. And once you find a route and a date that works, then you can expand that search to open up a calendar. But sometimes if you search a date and there's nothing available on that date, you're just going to respond, nothing available. So for example, when I was searching for Honolulu to Atlanta, I was very limited with my dates and I got lucky. So I just typed, I was on virginatlantic.com. I did HNL to ATL and it popped up, availability on the date I needed. I opened up the calendar and that was the only date that was available. So I got really lucky with my search. So what you need to do is you'll need to go and try a couple different dates till you find something that works and then open up a calendar and it'll show you, what dates are available and how many Virgin Atlantic miles will take. And it'll show you right there that it's a Delta operated flight and everything. And so that can be a worthwhile hassle.
And when we say open up the calendar, whenever you do the search, it's going to have in the URL something that says flexible dates in there. If you change that to say flexible calendar, then that's how you get the calendar to pop up. But you can't just do that from the onset. You have to find the week that works and then you have to make it a calendar from there. And if you guys are watching this on the YouTube, I will include a screen share to show what in the world we are talking about because it is a little bit weird to say just through audio, okay, and then you're going to go into the URL and edit it. So we'll have visuals on the YouTube for that. Are there any other partners where you can use Virgin Atlantic other than ANA and Delta that make a lot of sense to book through Virgin rather than through the partners on website? Does this make sense for like Flying Blue or Air France or anyone else on SkyTeam?
I mean, Flying Blue has been very popular lately. There was a big bill promotion earlier this month for Rent Day. They roll out these promos every month from the U.S. to Europe that you can get to Europe for $15,000 in economy, and they're just steals. And you can transfer points from Chase and Amex, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, often with bonuses. So these 15,000-mile flights can drop down to 10,000 miles. Or in the case of Bilt earlier this month, there were flights for less than 7,000 miles. So using these wouldn't even be technically a transfer partner. You would transfer right to Flying Blue and then fly on Air France. And sometimes, you know, booking directly with the airline with their own miles can be a great value as well.
If you're looking to earn more points and miles, there are usually two main ways to get there. The first one is with credit card sign-up bonuses, where you can easily earn tens of thousands of points by putting your expenses on a new credit card. If you're in the market for a new credit card, we offer free credit card consultations and provide you with personalized recommendations based on your particular travel goals, budget, and lifestyle at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. But there are also a ton of ways to earn points outside of opening more cards. And we have some of my favorite methods like stacking, finding hidden bonus offers, and finding reimbursable spending strategies outlined in my free webinar called You Do Not Need 20 Cards. Check out the free webinar on geobreezetravel.com/webinar. And we have links to both the free consultation form and the free webinar for you in the show notes. And now, back to the show.
Is there ever an instance where if you wanted to fly on Virgin Atlantic Metal, you would move your points to someone else to fly on Virgin Atlantic rather than moving points to Virgin Atlantic to fly with someone else? Does that ever happen where, since Air France is such a cheap partner lately, do they have co-operated flights?
I don't know. That's a great question. I know Virgin Atlantic has had some great prices as well, but the problem with flying into the UK is you're going to get slapped with those taxes as well. But the Virgin flights, they have some great planes, especially the new A350s. So I don't know the exact answer to that, but I know flying on Virgin Atlantic could be a great experience as well.
Yeah, they have like a lounge. It's kind of similar to the Emirates business class bar where you can hang out with friends and drink around the bar and take a lot of fun photos. You can do that with Virgin Atlantic as well.
Yeah, it's a nice little spot they have on the new planes.
Is there a big difference between the new planes and the old planes? I've heard of people having the hardware switched out and the plane switched out and being very disappointed.
Yeah, I think some people have referred to the older planes as coffin seats. The way that they're all angled, everyone's kind of just layered in there and you're just looking at everyone's feet. I have not flown either product. And they say that it's still comfortable. It's just not as pleasing as the new A350 and the new product that they have on there. So yeah, definitely do your research on the plane type on your aircraft, because it can make a big difference in your experience, even though the price will be the same.
Which one's the good plane and which one's the bad plane to watch out for?
So I believe the A350 I think those all will have the new product. I guess they fly a 777, but either way, you're gonna wanna double check the seat map, compare that with get on Seat Guru, and make sure that that the layout is the one you want.
I saw some jokes on, I think it was Travel Like Tommy's Instagram, where he was saying, you know how people get Marriott Bonvoy, where like Marriott screws you in some way or another. He's like, I got Qatar, there was a plane change, and this is not the business class flight I wanted. And somebody commented, oh, that happened to us on Virgin Atlantic. We got virgined. So that, somebody make that a hashtag.
Yeah, we got virgined.
We got virgined.
Yeah. Well, United still flies their business class in the U.S. It has, I think, 4 seats in the middle, just like I think Emirates does as well. They're just regular seats, 4 seats in the middle, and then you still have the 2 on the side. It's not the best experience, but I feel like those are getting phased out.
Not all business class products are created equal.
Well said.
So let's talk about the other UK carrier. Virgin Atlantic is a major UK carrier, but there's also British Airways. Do you mostly use this, or is the best use of this, to use British Airways to fly on American Airlines because it's cheaper or easier to book it that way versus directly with American? Is that the best way to use them?
It can be, especially for shorter distance, because BA and American, they have a distance-based award chart. So if you're going to be booking a short flight like Boston to New York, for example, and on American Airlines, it would cost you 12,500 or 15,000 miles, which American miles are kind of hard to get or more valuable. The only transfer partner is Bilt. You could actually spend 10,000 or 7,500, I forget the exact number, to fly that same exact route. And BA Avios are easier to get, and then you can use less of them as well. So it's definitely a nice way to use them. Plus, they also are partners with Qatar Airways. So if you had enough of them and you found availability, you could also fly the famous Q Suites. So that's a really nice option to have as well.
And that costs about the same as what it would cost with American Airlines, right? Because I have booked Q Suites. I transferred Bilt points to American Airlines in order to book it. It was 70,000 points from Las Vegas over to Egypt is where we're going to fly this to. It's a similar price point, right? If you were to use American Airways.
Yeah, but before Qatar Airways adopted the Avios, they were charging a distance base as well. And so now they've kind of standardized their redemption. I don't know if it's the same exact as American Airlines, but I think it's quite similar. And I was actually just doing some research for a different trip. I was looking from Sao Paulo to Doha to Sydney. That is a huge flight. It was 140,000 Avios. And then I looked just for one leg and it was 80,000. So that 80,000 is probably similar to the 70,000 that you were looking at.
With American Airlines, you're able to add on positioning flights for free within the same region. So for example, mine was Las Vegas to Los Angeles, over to Doha, over to Egypt. And then that first and third piece were just included in the 70,000 point price. Is that the same with British Airways, or they're going to attack on each thing?
No, they're going to attack. They're going to charge you per leg. So that's a great perk of the American Airlines program. You can, especially for you, who maybe you're not leaving from a big hub, that's great. But no, with the It's often the case with partners, they'll charge you per leg. So you'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, so the British Airways, if you're going to book the short hops on American Airlines using British Airways, really good for short direct flights. I know that I've seen a lot of really, really cheap British Airways points flights from Miami to all over the Caribbean. So if you're going to have to position over to Miami anyway, and that last leg just costs a lot with Southwest or something, because it's expensive to go to the Caribbean.
Those flights are expensive, yeah.
You can just position to Miami and then use British Airways to get that last bit of your flight. Cool. Any other partners between British Airways or Virgin Atlantic or anywhere else where it makes a lot of sense to move your points over to Airline A in order to fly on Airline B rather than booking with Airline B directly?
Well, if you have American Airlines, another one of the best redemptions out there is flying on Japan Airlines. They're also partners as well. So I know one of the flights that I've been looking at is Boston to Tokyo direct. I believe it is 60,000 American miles, and you can fly Japan Airlines business class. It's a nonstop flight. It's on their 787, I'm sorry. And you get down in Boston and you get off in Tokyo. It's a long flight and you're in a great seat with nice Japan hospitality as well. So that's a great one as well. You could transfer those points over from Bilt. I don't know the price if you were to book that with BA, but if you can get those 60,000 American Airlines miles, that's a pretty good deal.
I recently booked a JAL business class flight, and it's from Japan down to Malaysia, which is a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. That's an 8-hour flight.
Oh, wow.
We used Alaska miles for it, and I think it was only 30,000 miles, Alaska miles.
Wow.
To fly per person one way, to fly 8 hours in JAL business class, which is quite the steal. I was very happy that I figured out some way to use my Alaska miles. I still have like a few sitting in my account because I opened the credit card in a bout of shiny card syndrome that I tell everybody not to do. I did that a couple of years ago. I'm like, What do I do with these 70,000 Alaska miles?
There you go.
I think I made a pretty good deal out of it. Yeah, Alaska miles is another one of those where it's super hard to get. There's not really any transfer partners from flexible points. But if you have Alaska miles, a lot of people, for some reason, always ask me, how do you get to Iceland with points? How do you fly Iceland Air with points? There's not great options unless you have Alaska points, is how I found the best way to go over to Iceland.
Interesting. Okay. Oh. I didn't know Alaska. I guess they're both cold, right? Alaska and Iceland.
Yeah. The Iceberg Alliance. What are some other great sweet spots that people should transfer points to? Turkish Miles and Smiles is up there.
That's a great one, but it's also one of the most difficult. So for those that don't know, Turkish is Star Alliance and so is United. And one of the most popular redemptions for Americans in this game is flying to Hawaii. Because United has some great routes to the Hawaiian Islands. And if you can find Saver Award availability, you can book them, regardless of the distance, for 7,500 in coach, I believe, and 12,500 in business class. So that means you could fly United Polaris business class from, I guess the furthest would be Newark, all the way to Honolulu. And Polaris for 12,500 miles. That is a steal. Now, of course, that's a super popular route, and Saver Award availability is hard to find. But then if you find it, then you need to transfer miles to Turkish. And then I believe you have to call to book as well. So it's a little bit of legwork involved in that one. But that is, that's a sweet, sweet spot.
Yeah. Turkish does not make it easy. So you wanted to make a Turkish account. First of all, the password has to be like six digits, only six digits.
Only you can't six.
It has to be exactly six digits. It can't have any repeating numbers and it can't have sequential numbers. So your password can't be 123456. It can't be 111111. And this isn't listed anywhere on Turkish's website. You just have to read other blogs, or like somebody has to tell you this. So this is us. We're telling the podcast listeners this. And then once you're actually on Turkish's website, you don't click on the book with award miles, because that would make it way too easy.
No.
You have to click on your name, then click on miles transactions. Then there's going to be a box that says Star Alliance, and then you have to like click that. And that's how you actually book with points, which would be not intuitive to anybody ever.
Yeah, well, like I said, they did not make it easy. I guess if it's definitely going to make that Hawaiian trip a little bit sweeter, if you can book it that way.
Is there a partner code that people need to be looking out for to do this type of thing with United, or for any of the other ones that we talked about? Like if you wanted to do American Airlines, British Airways, are there partner codes that people should be looking for?
Yeah, so the partner code, so on United, it would show as I. With American, so they just changed theirs. I'll bring up Expert Flyer real quick right here, because American just removed their award charts. So now they classify it as straight up partner awards. So let's see how they, so partner award is going to be called T, but it's going to be for, you know, the beginner, that's going to be hard to find. So, if you want, you can, Expert Flyer is a good way to search for those flights. And there's plenty of guides out there on how to use Expert Flyer. You can actually get a free trial, I believe, if you don't want to pay for the premium version. But that's definitely an investment that has paid off for me, at least, searching for flights.
With the United Saver Space, I know that in economy, it's always just they market Saver Space. That makes it easier, so people don't have to look for the partner codes. Do they do that in business? Do they have Saver Space in business? No, and they just don't market?
Well, they have it. Yeah, it's not as clear as economy. So you'll see it. It could be the same flight. It could be whatever, 30,000. It'll say Saver and it'll be economy. And then right next to it, it'll say whatever the price is, 60,000 or 80,000. And it won't say anything, but they'll have a little code in parentheses and the code is I. And so that's your signal that that's a Saver award availability on United.
So if you see the code I, then look on Turkish, see if they have that 12,500 point flight.
Yes.
I have looked for the purpose of making tutorials. I have never found it. I have tried
For Hawaii. Wow. Yeah. I've looked quickly during, you know, potential trips dates for me, and I usually fly at busy times anyway, so I gave up quickly. But yeah, I've heard that it's been tough, but if you're looking to make a tutorial, I mean, you probably check the whole year.
Yeah, I should probably just try routes that aren't Hawaii. I should just do like New York or Chicago or something that's like a common route.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Or I mean, for your tutorial, you could use Seat Aero and then just search for North America to North America and see what pops up.
But then it's not going to show up on Turkish.
Well, if it shows up as, because right here on Seat Aero, it's going to show Saver. And so in that situation, then it would. So North America to North America, for example. Let's see. We've got, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. Newark to Honolulu tomorrow, May 10th. One seat left. Who's going?
This won't be aired in time.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, guys. The unicorn happened.
Julie is going to post this from Honolulu.
Oh, no, my God. I've got some other calls I have to take care of tomorrow. But all right. Well, we found the unicorn during the
call. There it is. The first one. Look at that. It's a miracle.
Yeah. All right. Well, as we're kind of wrapping up, any other ones of these routes where we should pay attention to certain partner codes or certain airlines to book one way or another? Because there are a ton of these different combinations and permutations, but some of them like don't really matter. Like it's just hard to get on Korean Airlines these days, for example. And we were talking before we started recording, there's a ton of these in Brazil that have partner flights that we're not going to go over because it would just make everybody here jealous that we don't have access to those things. Any other ones that make sense?
I mean, there are. I'll I'll bring up one other topic. I'll try not to go down a wormhole here. It's Fifth Freedom Flights. And so I'm down here in Brazil. And since during the pandemic, all the airlines essentially stopped flying Fifth Freedom Flights down here, but they've come back strong lately. And there's a big route between Brazil and Argentina. So for anyone that's coming down to South America, maybe you find a flight to Buenos Aires but can't find a flight home, or vice versa, fly to Rio and can't get a flight out of Rio or Sao Paulo or something, take a look at Buenos Aires, because A, Buenos Aires has been cheaper, and B, there are some awesome flights for Fifth Freedom. And for those that don't know what that means, it's when an airline that isn't based in the country is allowed to fly out of that country. So for example, Emirates flies Dubai to Rio, and then Rio to Buenos Aires, and then Buenos Aires back to Dubai. They're basically just picking up passengers because it doesn't make sense for them to fly all the way to both Buenos Aires and Rio. So you can actually book that flight Rio to Buenos Aires in Emirates business class for really cheap. You can book it with Emirates points. I think the last time I checked, it was like 30,000, or you could pay cash for it. Qatar does the same thing from Sao Paulo. You could fly the Q suites. You can use your BA Avios for that. There's also Swiss Air that does that from Sao Paulo to Buenos Aires. So not necessarily searching for partner codes, but you can book using your United Miles to fly Swiss Air in between Sao Paulo and Buenos Aires. Or you can use your British Airways Avios to fly Q suites in between these two countries. Maybe it's not the best redemption in terms of, you know, hours in the seat, but for 30,000 miles and you can fly Qatar Airways Q suites, that's a pretty good deal.
Or you could use Air Canada to fly on that Emirates plane, which is another one of those weird things, because Emirates is not Star Alliance, but a lot of the Star Alliance ones plus Emirates, I always just look on Air Canada. I think that's also a really good place to look for partner flights because of how they do the zones and the distance-based chart. They have a weird chart, but a lot of things end up cheaper if it's available on Air Canada, whether it's Singapore Airlines flights, EVA flights, ANA flights, Emirates for whatever reason, United flights. A lot of those things are just cheaper on Air Canada, which does not have a convenient calendar at all. So I always try to find it. On United, I'm like, oh, there's this nice Singapore flight. Is it available on Air Canada? So I will search on United or Singapore or any other calendar and then try to see if it's on Air Canada, just like as a last check, because I found a lot of things are cheaper booking through Aeroplan than directly our Alliance website or Emirates for whatever reason it partners with Air Canada.
Good point. And you could probably do a whole episode just on Aeroplan, which is a great tool.
Oh, we have like three whole episodes on Aeroplan.
I love that plan.
Yeah. Cool. Well, as we are wrapping up here and with all of the knowledge that you have amassed about points and miles and best ways to make the most out of your points and transfer them and move them around to other airlines, what would you say is your number one tip for everybody listening today that we can fit on an Instagram quote card?
Be flexible. Find that the route that you want, and then find the dates, and then book it. And then being able to have that flexibility will open up a lot of great redemptions for you.
Awesome. And speaking of great advice, can you give a shout out to a couple people on the internet who listeners should go follow for even more points and miles tips?
So definitely follow us over on Upgraded Points. We have tons of great writers. We've got Nick Ellis, we've got Stella, Chris Dong, we've got Jared and Jamie and Dan, Vicky, and of course, if you want to follow more Emirates content, head over to our friend Skywards Freak. She's fun to follow, and Double Duty Daddy. He's another good family travel guy to follow as well.
Perfect. And where can we find you on the internet?
I am everywhere at Chris D. Hassan.
Thank you, Chris, so much for coming onto the show today. I know that so many people are really, really interested in this topic. It is one of like the most elusive pockets of knowledge in the points world, is like, how do I move points around and just like make the most out of everything? So I think this will be so useful for so many listeners. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!